T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Recently here in town, she's with the National Transportation Safety Board, Dr. Bella Dinzar, about a bill that is before the House, I believe it is. There were hearings last week, and I think there's a vote today or tomorrow. It's House Bill 5161. Good morning, Doctor.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Okay, this is something I've never thought of, but perhaps it's not a bad idea. We have mandatory seatbelt laws here. We also have laws involving child seats, so on and so forth. Should be rear-facing, you know, install them properly. But what about somebody who's riding in the back seat of a car? Apparently, this would require that they, too, buckle up.
That's right. And this is really a law that's a reminder to use a tool that's in your car or someone else's car at no extra cost. This is something that most adults in Connecticut already support, and they would really welcome having a reminder to wear a seatbelt in the rear seat, by using a car, a law.
From the statistics that the NTSB keeps, what are the risks there? I mean, I think, oh, well, I've got the front seat ahead of me. I'm not going anywhere. But the fact is, you can still fly.
Exactly. Seatbelts have saved almost 14,000 lives every year. And the rear seatbelt, by wearing it, you're not just protecting yourself. You're actually protecting everyone else.
Usually it's
your loved ones in the car, because you act as a projectile. And there have been many cases where people have been killed or injured, sadly, by their own loved ones who were not wearing a seatbelt.
Yikes. And, you know, the fact is, just before you guys think this is untoward and a little bizarre, 5161, from the AAA, I had some figures they gave me. There are about 29, 30 states that already have the rear seatbelt law.
Exactly. Most states already have a rear seatbelt law. And Connecticut was one of the first states in the country to have a primary seatbelt law at all. And this would just simply close a gap and remind people that everyone in every seating position should be protected.
Yeah, the thought is, oh, well, as I mentioned earlier, you know, well, I'm protected. But that was a good point you made about, you know, you flying forward and you know, whacking somebody in the front seat.
Exactly. And I always say that to people who are in my car. I say, you know, wearing a seatbelt decreases my risk by half of dying. But if you don't wear yours, you're actually putting me at risk and my child and my, you know, loved one. So please put on your seatbelt.
I assume most.
So it's really a public health and a transportation issue.
I assume most cars do have rear seatbelts, correct?
Yes, it is. It's been required for decades now. So it's something that everyone has in their car. And it's just something that simply needs to be used. And now in these days of ride sharing, you know, we often use ride shares or we're in cabs. It's even more important, I mean, to protect yourself and other people who are in the car. So that just becomes a habit.
And just some grim numbers, between 1995 and 2014, once again, you think, oh, well, this is not going to happen. Well, actually, there have been a number of unbelted seatbelt fatalities in every county in Connecticut. And primarily those victims are 16 to 18.
That's right. There have been multiple unbelted rear seat fatalities. In fact, in every county in Connecticut between 95 and 2014, as you mentioned. And it's the problem is that once you're no longer required by law to wear your seatbelt, then you tend to forget. And so, unfortunately, these young adults tend to stop buckling up, and then they suffer these very tragic outcomes.
All right. The bill, if you want to get involved, is 5161. Allegedly, I think there's a vote today or tomorrow if you'd like to support it. 5161, or oppose it if that's the way you want to go. Doctor, I want to thank you very much for being on. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. Take care, Em. It's 7:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.